T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jumping off an hour or two of sports talk here on WWL-AMFM.com and always free and live on the Odyssey app, along with NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control. And Mike, you weren't here yesterday, so I'll kind of just do a little bit more celebrating. I was 7-0 in pick six, by the way.
Just come on, man. You pulling my leg. No, 7-0. You pulling my leg.
7-0. Huh, Charlie? Huh?
It's 2 days ago, but yeah, sure, 7-0.
Whatever. It's 2 days ago. Yeah, try to rain on my parade by dating it. Go ahead. That's okay.
Look, take your celebration.
Yeah.
Run.
He's doing his live. We got the 9 games. You got to go 0-9 this week.
This week would be a little bit different. But listen, it happens. Sometimes the blind squirrel find the nut. But you found it 7 times. So that's pretty good, Christian. Congratulations.
I know that blind squirrel across from me and you sitting next to me have never found a 7-0 note.
No, we haven't. No, listen.
And I'm just having Charlie, fun. Listen, this is just fun. I'm not banking on
Charlie
this
Charlie and
all.
I can talk about this. Man, every week it's like 500.
Mike, you've been on a roll, though.
But then I finally got hot, and I got some winning ones. And 1 week, it might be I get all the colleges right and the pros wrong. Yeah. And then I verse Vicer it the other week. So
it just goes to show you how hard it is. Forget about picking games straight up, but against the spread. Against the spread, that's really difficult.
Man, listen, though, I worked with Diliberto for years, and his deal is if you could pick 63% of the games right, the best gamblers, that's what they shoot for, 63%. Man, all these people that call in, I pick 8 out of 10, 5 straight weeks. Come on.
Maybe straight up.
No, not even straight up, man. Yeah. That would be pretty difficult. But I'm just telling you, that's why they call it gambling. And when you go to Las Vegas or you go to Atlantic City or you go to these casinos, that's why they got them real nice casinos and the bright lights, baby. They ain't losing no money. Right. Every once in a while, they take a hit. But most of the time, they are who they are.
Charlie, winners. Next year for pick six, we should have a weekly belt and then a seasonal belt. Whoever wins
Hey, Charlie, I can get you the belt.
Okay.
I can do that.
So the weekly winner, and in particular, it should have
We should get a seasonal belt for this year.
We will. But also, if somebody, and it won't happen. No, it will. But if somebody else,
and you know damn well it's going to be A-Bear. He's going to be the first one to pick everyone of them right.
He had a 5-1 week.
Yeah, he did have a 5-1 week.
Yeah, but we need to notate any undefeated weeks.
Okay.
And he'll wear that belt. I'm telling you, I'm going to see him in it.
I have the full archives. It's all in my briefcase. But yeah, no, I'll never forgive Brett Maher, the kicker for the Cowboys.
I'll be damned.
I was so angry. The Cowboys looked terrible in the first half of that game against the Giants. They blow them out in the second half. They had that 15-point advantage.
And then Maher misses a
40-yard field goal, and then the Giants go down and backdoor cover with 8 seconds left.
Yep.
I was the only one that picked the Cowboys, and I lost the game on everyone because Brett Maher missed a 40-yard field goal, and they covered with 8 seconds left.
And look,
it was terrible.
We don't have any coin on this.
No, think it's just fun.
But think about how much we're interested in our results, mm-hmm. right? So if you've got money on these games,
you're even more interested in games. We all competitive in this world about it, and it's not, you know, to be mean, but I'm just telling you, if we get a deal where somebody wears a belt for a week and picks all the winners right, I'm gonna plunk money down and say I bet it's A-Bear. I'm just telling you, he's one of those type guys that is going to happen to him. I've been around him enough throughout all these years that he'll be the one sporting that belt.
Discount double
check.
That
adds a little bit of fun to it. I like that idea.
Yeah, adding
the
belt.
The weekly winner of the pick six belt.
Belt. And listen, I know somebody that's involved, and they make these individual belts. And man, it looks almost like, you know, these belts that you would have seen years ago, like the, you know, for WWE.
Yeah, wrestling.
Wrestling belts.
Make them adjustable because I'm kind of round.
Well,
in the
man, listen, they big, Christian.
Okay, good.
They big. Good. I got a couple of them from winning contests before, and they so big, they just fall down on me. So my kids, my grandkids, they adjust them and make them real, real small.
All right, TJ Reeves, Buccaneers Radio Network sideline reporter, will join us next. Greg the Fireman, I'll get to you as well. Just kind of wanted to take one last victory lap on 7-0 and pick six.
Take that lap, brother.
You going 9-0 this week, Christian?
No, I'm not going 9-0. I'm probably going to go 0-9. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on Sports Talk, Saints and Buccaneers, Monday Night Football in Tampa, Raymond James Stadium. Along with Mike Dettillier, I'm Christian Garrick. TJ Reeves, Buccaneers Radio Network sideline reporter, joining us now. And TJ, it's been the story of the NFC South. Take a step forward, take a couple back. Take two steps forward, take a couple back.
Yes, sir. There's no doubt about that. it's kind of like the beginning of this interview.
Yeah.
We thought it was going to go so well, and then it hasn't. And then it might get a little better, and then maybe hopefully it stays better in this case. But I will say it has not been dull, and somebody eventually has to win this division. And by the way, I've done so many of these conversations, I'm not saying this with you guys, where everybody's poking fun at the NFC South and, everybody's got a losing record. This is not new, even in this division. Remember the Panthers in 2014
Yes.
won this division with a 7-8-1 record. And guys, I looked it up. They were 3-8-1. 3-8-1 and had to win the last four games to get to 7-8-1. And so we've seen comedy in this division. We've seen comedy even 2 years ago in the NFC East, where nobody could get above 500, and Washington won with a 7-9 record. So it's not like this is totally unheard of, and somebody will eventually win the division here when this is all said and done.
TJ, someone eventually is going to carve out a niche late and get to, it might be 8-9. You know, you might be having an 8-9 record to get there, but someone is going to carve that out. Has the disappointment been in Tampa more on the offensive side? Because defensively, front seven, they've been a really good team, but then you start to see cracks there too. Now, listen, Nick Chubb is who he is, and the Browns' offensive line is pretty damn good. They were able to run the football on Tampa's front seven. But, man, in watching Tom, you can see at times, you know, him missing receivers. I don't know if the timing is off for the time. It might be a little bit of combination of everything at this stage of his career. But not having a running game, man, at any time you kind of play in one-handed, it really hurts your football team.
Yeah, you just summed up a lot there on struggles on offense, and at times the defense has let you down. Although I don't put that on the defense last week. I mean, Chubb had 55 yards rushing with about 8 minutes left in the game, and you kept putting the defense back out on the field, and he got free for a couple of big carries and some yards late in the game and in overtime because they had the ball twice and ultimately won the game. But I put that one last week more on the offense, not putting it away. You're up 17-10. And after taking the lead 17-10, here we go. This will be simple math. Three and out, five plays and a punt, three and out, three and out. I'll do the math for you. That's 14 plays run, one first down, and no points. And you kept saying, defense, go hold it for us. Defense, go hold it for us. And ultimately, it didn't happen on the final drive. No explosive the last 2 years with a better offensive line, with Gronkowski as a security blanket, with Tom Brady being 43 years old 2 years ago, 44 years old last year, the offense was a 30-point-per-game offense. Now you're struggling just to get to 20 points a game, week in and week out. And that's been a real frustration. And how much of that is 45-year-old Tom Brady as well?
Yeah.
Father Tom does catch up with all of us, and we'll see what he has left down the stretch.
Offensive line play, I was going to bring that up with you because, well, right off the bat, we saw it when you lose people, early retirement, a couple people left free agency, and then you get the major injury to Ryan in training camp. First of all, what is the progress of Ryan Jensen to possibly come back sometime this season? But that, you know, when you have a quarterback, and come on, Brady, he's not Michael Vick. You know, he's not Kyler Murray. He ain't running around. You sort of know where he's going to be. I think, again, that was a key when you lost that middle of that offensive line, either through retirement, free agency, and then the injury to Jensen. It was really – Ryan was a terrific center.
Well, you're correct. He's a big physical center. And the best that we can gather, I mean, now that we've gotten through Thanksgiving, we're into the first week in December, there's no sign that he's going to play. So I think you have to assume at this point, in absence of an update, that he is being given a window here to try to return, come back to practice.
Okay.
But you've got to assume they're going to go with the second-year player, Robert Hainsey, at center. They've kind of had a dual left guard. They started the year with a second-round pick rookie in Luke Getteke. Getteke has not been playing recently. He's had a foot injury, and they've gotten actually better guard play out of an undrafted guy named Nick Leverett. So those guys, I mean, Ali Marpet was the left guard last year, guys, and he was in the Pro Bowl. Jensen was in the Pro Bowl. So you've replaced that with a second-year unproven center and a guy that's a free agent, an undrafted free agent at left guard. So it's not the same on the interior line. And so what does that translate for number 12? That means he has less confidence on a 5 or 7-step drop with them being able to hold up in front of him, directly in front of him, with the middle three line position. So that's been a bit of a concern. Bucks throw a lot of short passes. You guys saw that in the second game of the year right off the bat, but it's continued all season long. They throw a lot of short, you know, passes to the backs, receiver screens, 2 and 3 yard passes to receivers and tight ends. So I suspect we'll see more of that on Monday as one of the question marks. And really, this is going to be a real test of what does this team have figuratively inside of them. What kind of heart, what kind of guts do they have? Because they're being called out right now. They're being called into question that this is all about to fall apart at 5-6, that they're going to lose games and lose out on winning a winnable division. So let's see if the Buccaneers are ready to respond at home Monday.
TJ is just like here. Man, we spoiled rotten. Okay? You spawned rotten with the Christian that, man, I can remember years. And this was before Sean Payton, Mickey, Drew Brees, sort of that threesome sort of built this football team. And, man, and we had that run from 06 all the way up until last year. And now new regime. And you guys got it too now. And Bruce Arians, he was here. So I got to know Bruce. He was a real character in this world in a lot of different ways. And then now new head coach on the defensive side of the football, very similar to what happened here with when Sean walked away and Dennis Allen takes over as head coach. The response back, because I think it takes sometimes a little kind of, no matter what, you're not the man. Then all of a sudden you become the guy. As the head coach, the response you kind of feel from the players on Todd Bowles as the head coach, and you talk about a 180, it's as big a 180 as you can get from Bruce Arians to Todd Bowles, personality-wise.
Well, and so you understand he's a defensive guy, and that's one of the things you're alluding to. Arians was an offensive, aggressive, you know, go for it on fourth down guy. I mean, I'll just give you the example. A lot of people are pointing to a specific play last week to sum it up where the Bucs have 4th and 2 late in the fourth quarter, probably about 7 minutes left, with a chance to get more points. If they can get the first down, they're more than likely going to get a field goal, if not a touchdown, that puts the game away. 4th and 2 at the Cleveland 37, And a defensive-minded coach says, punt and play defense. We're up 7. Bruce Arians says, no risk it, no biscuit. Yep. I got Tom Brady. Go for the fourth down and put the game away. So you're right. There is a difference there. That's not to say that you can't be successful with the other mentality. But for right now, the results have been the offense, as I said to you, is about a 20-point-per-game offense right now. And the defense is not so lights out like what you guys remember the Sapp and Brooks and John Lynch Buccaneers would say, give us 14 points. Heck, 20 points is heaven. Give us 14 points and we'll win every game. This is not that defense. It's not the same NFL, by the way, 20 years later. But,
totally different.
But by the same token, you know, Todd Bowles has got to adjust a little bit too, and has some as this season has gone on, and has now probably got to adjust even more in these final 6 games. Maybe you've got to be a little more aggressive in those situations because it cost them last week. Not being able to get the one more score cost them against Cleveland.
Devin White's play, because we've seen it, man. And, man, I covered Devin when he was at LSU, and I'll never forget, we would have this little juncture where all the media would get to talk to the LSU players. Devin was a freshman that year, and he knew I had a connection or two to the head coach. So, you know, he was like, hey, Mr. Mike, man, you got to tell Coach O, man, I want to play running back, man, like I did in high school. And I was like, man, what? They got Fournette, they got guys here, man, you ain't playing no running back. Man, you got to play linebacker to get out on the field. And, man, he made that adjustment, and he ended up being one of the all-time greats playing defense at LSU. But yet his play this year has been sort of stock market, I guess is the best term to use. A little bit up, a little bit down, and also went through certainly a personal situation in losing a family member. And so your thoughts on Devin White. With Fournette, that didn't surprise me what's happened this year. It really doesn't. The Rashad White, now you guys leaning on him. So you can comment on the situation at running back with Leonard, and now it's Rashad. But also on Devin, because, man, when he's on, he's as good as they got in this league, the way he can run the field, and he's a playmaker at the highest level.
Well, you're right, and he has been up and down at times, and one of those key factors is when he doesn't have the big behemoth defensive lineman in front of him, it makes a difference. And Akeem Hicks was the guy brought in. They had Ndamukong Suh the last 3 years with Devin White. And so Suh and Vita Vea next to each other are taking up 3 and sometimes 4 blockers. So that frees up Devin White to go hit and make plays. What we saw this year with Suh gone and with Akeem Hicks brought in, the big Chicago defensive tackle, is that when Hicks got hurt in the Saints game, in game 2, now you got blockers, you got big bodies all over Devin White, and he was having trouble getting around them, getting off blocks and getting around them. Now that Hicks is back the last 3 games, Devin White looks like the hitting machine that we've seen. And let's hope it continues because they need him. They need him to stop opposing run games. They need him to, you know, to stop 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage if there's receivers there or tight ends there. If there's a knock on Devin, it's pass coverage down the field. He's the guy that didn't come up with making the play against David Njoku, the big tight end of Cleveland who caught the tying touchdown. So if there's one criticism, it's Devin White in pass coverage. But, again, that's a very fast, talented linebacker. Love him. As for Fournette, interesting. He's had the hip pointer, so he couldn't play in the game last week off the bye against Cleveland, but he returned to practice today.
Okay.
And I will tell you, you guys already know this, he's a New Orleans guy. He is salty about playing the Saints.
He sure is.
They don't like him. He doesn't like them. And if I'm a betting man, number 7 is going to try to play and share time with the rookie Rashad White on Monday night for Saints Buccaneers.
And you know what? Rashad's a pretty doggone good player. Now, he's not as talented as Leonard. He doesn't have that type talent skill. But, man, he's a tough guy. You know, he keeps those legs churning, and he's got good eye vision.
I'll tell you what he does, Mike. I tell you what he does. He has great poise in waiting for a half second to see where's an opening and how do I slash through that opening. Now, he doesn't have breakaway speed, but he looks like a veteran on being able to wait and have put a foot in the ground after a half second and cut back and put a half move on somebody and accelerate the other way. He's just really fluid and smooth at doing that. Where he's got to get better is pass blocking. That's part of it. And welcome to it with a young player. But he is showing a lot of promise. Now, again, he had a breakout game in Germany. We were over there in Germany, and he got 100 yards. Last week, he had 35 yards early on 1 carry. And the rest of the game, he had 13 carries for about 27 or 28 yards. not nearly good enough. So that goes back to the offensive line and the scheme. But I think Fournette will be back, and I think Fournette will be alternating with him and playing at least part of the role of carrying it some, catching it some. Fournette is a favorite target of Brady out of the backfield. So let's see if they get back to that Monday night if Fournette's healthy, and I think he's going to try it.
TJ Reeves, Buccaneers Radio Network sideline reporter. TJ, do you feel like, bring out your crystal ball, is Tom Brady playing for the Bucs, retired, or another team next year?
Well, so I got this wrong 3 years ago. I have a twin that constantly reminds me that I said over and over again, Tom Brady's playing for no one but the New England Patriots or he's retiring. Whoops. I'll still take the Super Bowl ring, boys. I'll still take the ring for him having proved me wrong and played for the Buccaneers. So I'm not copping out on you, but can I say a big fat I don't know? I don't know if he wants to play in 2023. And if he does, the Buccaneers would want him to play here, but he can be a free agent now. He, under the new deal that they did with him, he can leave. That was not the case a year ago. If I were a betting man, he's playing next year.
I'll agree with you.
Behind him, I think he's going to try to play.
I agree.
Whether that's here, again, I guess I'm kind of disqualified, Detillier. I'm disqualified from the argument.
But listen, I'm with you on this, so we both would be wrong. I think he plays next year.
I think he does. I think he does. Now, whether he plays in Tampa Bay, I don't know. I do not believe for 1 second that he's going back to New England. The Boston media has never gotten over him wanting to play somewhere
either.
Besides New England. So they're hyping up that he could come back to Belichick and could come back to play there. That's not happening. I feel firm on that one, that he is not going to be back in New England. And you know what? Maybe he's done. Maybe he realizes at the end of this, with all that it takes in an offseason and a training camp to come back around 10, 12 months from now and be ready to play next September, that he doesn't want to do that anymore and wants to get on with the rest of his life. But I would not bet heavily on that. I think he's going to try to play.
San Francisco.
That's an interesting team. That's an interesting team. He would have choices for sure.
TJ Reeves, Buccaneers Radio Network sideline reporter. Thanks, man.
Thank you, TJ.
Hey, great to be with you guys. We'll see what happens Monday.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Coming back for Greg the Fireman next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, right to our Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text lines. We find Greg the Fireman. What's going on, Greg? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian and Mike. Appreciate Hello. You taking the call. Mike, I wanted to ask you a question. One of my coworkers, one of the firemen I work with, his son's a high school quarterback, football quarterback, and he has three college offers right now, two from NAIA schools and one from a Division III, and it looks like he's going to possibly get a Division II offer here soon. And you know, he's really struggling. Like what division should he play in, or should he try to walk on at a Division I AA or even a Division I A and what have you? And what are your thoughts? How could he pick your brain? And just what are your thoughts about the different divisions and stuff like that?
Yeah, I get asked that a lot this time of year. Sometimes players don't get offers somewhere they think they should be. And I always tell them, hey, look, this is your choice. You go where you feel the most comfortable as a person, because this could be a long-term decision for you, 4 years. The other part is, where do you think you can play the quickest? Because I think, you know, a lot of times players start at one school and now you have the ability to move around. But I think being comfortable at a school, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, in Division II or NAIA, they're going to find you if you can play. So find where you're most comfortable as a person and your academics, and then also bridge that into where can I play the quickest. That's what I tell people. This decision has to be yours, but you got to feel comfortable where you're at. And if you feel comfortable there, and then the academic part of it, because, you know, it's only like it's a little more than 1% of college players get to play in the NFL. And the other part is, where can I play the fastest? So that would be the advice I would give him. There's a lot of options, and it's still early. And, you know, if he's getting recruited now, once this first signing period is over, I think it's going to increase for him. So his options might open up even more.
Greg, thanks for the phone call. When we come back and wrap up Mike's portion of the show, I know we're still in football season, but man, wait till you see how many LSU baseball players were named a D1 baseball top 100 college prospects. You don't think LSU's going to be good this year? Oh, boy. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Mike, middle of February, start of LSU baseball and college baseball will be here before we know it. 6 LSU players have been named to the D1Baseball.com top 100 college prospect list for the 2023 Major League Baseball draft. LSU junior center fielder Dylan Cruz is number 1 on the list.
What a shock. What a shock.
Let me round out the rest of the list. Junior right-handed pitcher / utility player Paul Skeens, number 10. Sophomore right-handed pitcher Grant Taylor is number 15. Junior right-handed pitcher Ty Floyd is number 44. Junior first baseman Trey Morgan is number 47. And junior right-handed pitcher Christian Little is 67. So out of the 6, 5 of those 6 are top 50.
Damn. Steve Spurrier's done a pretty good job there, hadn't he? Now, I better explain because it might get misinterpreted. I have a friend of mine who scouts Major League Baseball on the West Coast. So when they hired Coach Johnson, I asked him, I said, what do you think? And he's like, Mike, he's the Steve Spurrier of college baseball. And he said, when you're going to see how they play, you're not even going to question me why. And so I brought it up to him when we had him on the first time, and he got a big chuckle out of that, but I think he really liked it. He liked that comparison. They loaded. They really loaded. And so, but man, the SEC is tough too, Christian. You got to admit, SEC is really, really tough, but man, LSU is stacked this year.
Listen, I'm not discounting the strength of the SEC by any means, but when you put 6 players, 6, okay, that's 6. Out of the 9 position players in the top 100, man, that says a lot.
Yeah.
And Tennessee and LSU have the most three each first day draft picks of projected Major League Baseball draft picks.
And
so Tennessee ain't going nowhere.
No, Tennessee, I was going to say, they ain't disappearing. And Arkansas has also been a team that, you know, I know even coaches brought up to us, hey, listen, they got talent, and it ain't just a one-year run with it there. So you understand what it is. I think everybody wants to see the pitching. I think that's the one thing.
Sure.
You know, hey, you can get a little better defensively, yeah. But, man, let me see what they got on the mound.
Both are Scott Woodward hires, Brian Kelly and Jay Johnson. Wouldn't you agree that both of them have had similar success this year in their initial year? Overachieving. Kim Mulkey too. Yeah.
Bang, bang,
yeah,
bang.
Yeah, I kind of overlook her because of who she is. But my point is, their first years, they overachieved what they had. All 3 of them, I think.
Yeah, I don't think anybody thought, you know, Kim's teams would play as well. I don't think anybody else did. I think if you put Brian on the lie detector machine, he blows the circuits if he told you he'd be 9-3. And I think Jay the same way.
Yeah.
Year 1.
Given what he inherited.
But, man, they got it rolling there. And I think everybody's kind of fired up too. What we're seeing in year one from Matt McMahon as a basketball coach, men's basketball, and what's happening there at LSU. So you got to give Scott credit and what he's been able to do. Thank God he didn't go with his first choice at head coach for football and not get Jimbo. But listen, sometimes, because I've been in that spot, sometimes the best decisions are the ones you don't make.
Yeah.
You think back at it. Yeah. Sometimes the best decisions are the one you don't make.
Speaking of those six of the nine, that's not mentioning Tommy White, the transfer freshman who led the country in home runs from NC State in that lineup. And he's probably not – he's not far away from being on that list next year or the year after.
Yeah.
His home run prowess. I mean, look, this LSU offense, it was there last year. It's going to be really good this year. And as Mike points out, it's all about pitching. Can they answer
the bell? It's all about pitching and – how quickly can you get freshmen involved?
Sure.
Because now it looks a lot like college football or college basketball. You got to get your freshmen in because you know what? If you don't, see you, goodbye, I'm going somewhere else.
All right, Mike, that's a wrap for your portion of the show. We'll talk to you Saturday for the
We'll SEC do it championship. Saturday. Championship Saturday, SEC, going with Tigers.
Of course, the AAC, Tulane as well, Roll Wave.
And Southeastern playing Sanford. So, man, good luck to the Lions and Frank Selfo.
All right, this is Sports Talk. Two down, one more to go. Then it is Thursday Night Football between the Bills and Patriots right here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.